begin the current daven, the sechta of Baz and Davchov, begin on the base, begin to his mouth, begin the Gemara, the Les Beishiura. That the Pidush, what does it mean that the earthenware doesn't have the measurement? The Ein Shilachaspa, that there's no measurement for the earthenware shard, Lamait, Mipeser Tavach, to diminish from the opening of a Tavach, without that of the salt. Now, but like it's seen in the Tis, is not to be good as Kiddit Nan, like we learned in the Mishnah, because the Ma'in is Elishir Shabbos. What does this have to do with the measurements of Shabbos Voitzah? Or rather, ukedit nan, bevav. And as we learn in the Mishnah with the Vav, what it means to say is like this. Why is salt going to minimize? But when you take away the earthenware, when you're going to need it, you're going to move also the salt, because it does not harm the wall. On that question, that's what we're bringing ukedit nan, like we learn in the Mishnah. In other words, the Mayrinami is bringing also the less bay. There's not even enough earthenware to put between one slab and another one. The Royal Klum is not fit for anything, and therefore, you're never going to take it away. Some texts don't have the text, I'll let the earthenware shard be a chatzitza. Rather, the gear says, it should be sufficient because of chaspa, kolayim, in other words. But typically, it should be sufficient that is shayasa melech, you're going to remove the salt, kishayasa chaspa, and you remove the earthenware shard. Mishan, that's a Gemara answer, less be shayuva. But it doesn't have the measurement for anyone to have utility. Get down, but chulik learn the Mishnah, but like shakling, therefore no one's going to take it. Next, I smash the beginning of the Gemara b'shal chamar, and the mill of the donkey is shalish minutes to doibla. It is, and which are four from the kelis. Now, Pesher ben Chanan explains the b'shal chamar, this mill of the donkey, like a tiria, there's no trembling because the inchamar teichem ba. Not really, like the way Rashi says, a donkey's grinding with it. It's actually the term donkey is the terminology given for the structure of the wood that carries the milk. And we've seen, like we find, the eitzim anoisim nekrim chamur, that the wood that are carrying is called donkey. Like the wood that the bed is laying on. Now, like Lemishna teaching Kalim in the 18th parak. Like li tamita. Of the post of the bed, the chamor and those boards that hold it up, tar matar. So too the wood that supports the different types of boxes and closets, nikkur chamor is called the chamor. Not like we learn in a it's actually a brisa. Chamor shetachas hamalbin, the quote unquote donkey that's beneath the row of bricks with subsalm shetachas reglaim. And the benches that are beneath the legs, tar. So to the wood that the blacksmith or the mapuach of the nafachim, their tool is what sits on it. Nikkur chamar is called again the chamar, which is really what a donkey is. It supports things. The nan, like the Mishnah teacher within the 14th parak, chamar shel nafachim are tameim. V'chein urechayim habinya also kamin kisei, and so to the mills, the structure that's made like a chair v'alea. Rechaim and on it is the mill. It's terrible. It's terrible. The Adam Yeshiv Kenegda, and the person sits opposite of Bemakom Gavoya on a high place. But Aglov Mervachas Lamata, and its legs either are Metuches Lamata or Mervachas are spread out beneath the Masav Agal Beraglov. He turns around the wheel with his feet, particularly in the groins. But less bacteria, and that's what we're saying that it doesn't have any trembling. El Kalbama just has the noise, and that's what we mean the Rechaim Shel Chamor. But regarding the mill that a person grinds with his hands or his body, is benidnu that does shake vitirya, and that's the trembling. Now, the Nira, according to the read, appears the shalchamur actually not mitechem yad, it's also grinding with the hand. Elik shual gabi binyan, but it's on top of a structure. Kednan v'besach zavim b'perak revi chamur shal chayim, the chamur of the mill v'shal yad and of the hand one. Which some of the years of shel yad is, I mean, it's not with above. I mean, it's that of the, you see, it's irchem shel yad. Now, b'hodit time b'tisef the parakam of the mechilton on halacha base the mechikin irchem shel yad, that you have to distance the handmill shleishim and hashechev, three from the base between arbim and the rechav, which is four from what rides on top of it. And from the donkey when shleishim and strabel chain arbim and akeles, so it sounds like it's two different things. Says Tosis leimushim the bishel chamor ain toichnim biyad. It's not because the chamor rechaim you don't grind by hand. El stam shel yad, It's just that the general one of the hand in Ben Chamar doesn't have this tool of the Chamar. It's just on the ground itself. Which is on a binyan. You grind by hand. The next test must begin with the words, where if it's sticking out and then the top part is tefach. In other words, obviously the kalya has to stick out a tefach. Now, since the test huddle come and nami lil, why didn't you want to say the same idea previously? Shema minah shechem to rechayim nami tefach, that the base of the mill also is based tefach, because it's also tefach wider than the top part. That they knew how that was. Here, there's a chiddush regarding the tanner. Next, this matter begins with the words like Tanda Didan. Our oven is kikir de nachtem edami. It's like the baker's kira. Where, as Tais explains, it says, kol echad hoyoise taner shaloi, everyone would make their own oven, kivima shay reitza, the way he wanted it, gadla cotton, big or small. Of a kir shalachtem, but the baker's kira, hey kulan shavas, they were all the same. But he became ben, and they knew it very well. And, but nafikim lemekhimem, because the difference is regarding purchasing and selling that. It would have this specific criterion, which we said that all of them had. So, aside from his friend, a regular tanner, he can bring whatever size he wants to. But a kirshon hatayman, you have to bring him the regular size. Next time, not to begin the words, the gemara meshna reisha meshna seifa. So, why in the reisha did we say that, you know, the guy could protest people coming and he had the seifa said he can't? Because says, now the Gemara assumed that tonight is the Seifa, when it says the children in the Seifa, that is Shabon Liknes Bechanos, they are coming to buy in the store. That's what the Gemara is asking. Maish, no, what's the difference? The Reish is also people coming to buy in the store. But from the case of the hammer in the mill, the Gemara doesn't ask. The Einsham Nechnasim Yetzin, no one's coming in and out. Because if someone has wheat to grind, he gives it to the owner of the mill, and so to the guy with the hammer, but no one's coming in and out. And he comes and he brings it back out to them. But the case of the children, that's what the Gemara is asking. It seems to be a stira in the Obey.